Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, it is that time of the week. It is time for Kiss the Baby, America's favorite game. We try to eliminate a different team from the postseason every week. It's almost like a reverse Survivor with the idea that we try for a perfect postseason by the end of the year. The catch, of course, Hugh, is you have to eliminate teams before they get eliminated, right?
Yes.
So if you hold on to that winless team until the end of November, well, they're probably already eliminated from the postseason. So here is the order for Kiss the Baby this week, as Andy in Westchester is going to play for the callers. I will go first, then Andy in Westchester representing the callers, then Kyle, and then Hugh. All right, so far this season, I have taken out the Giants, the Dolphins, and the Saints. Feel pretty darn good about those three teams not making the postseason. I held on to this team, haven't eliminated them yet, but after last night, I think it's time we say goodbye to the New York Jets. Thanks for playing the season.
No.
0-4, Hughes Jets.
No.
Yeah, that's
tough.
That's about it. Yeah, they're not recovering from 0-4. No one does, especially the New York Jets. Give me the Jets for my selection this week. Kiss the baby on the 2025 New York Jets. That brings up Andy in Westchester, who's next. He gets the next pick. So who have the callers taken before Andy goes here?
The callers so far have the Saints, the Jags, and the Titans.
All right. Saints, Jags, Titans, Andy. Those you guys already have taken out. Who do you want to take out today, Andy, as representing the callers?
I am going to go with the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Whoa, that's
a bold one. And they're a good coach, but yeah, they got some quarterback issues right now, as we all saw Carson Wentz. They do have a lot of issues. All right, so the Vikings.
That's probably the boldest one we've gotten so far. Well, the Jags have won.
Wait. Hugh took the Chiefs.
I meant for the callers.
Oh yeah. Jags are 3-1.
The Jags are 3-1.
Yeah, I do like the boldness of the callers though. Mm-hmm. All right, Andy, good stuff. We appreciate you. So the Vikings, Saints, Jags, Titans out. And today, the Vikings, the one the caller selects. That puts up Kyle here for your fourth pick of the season.
This is an easy week for me because I have not picked the Saints yet.
Oh, yeah, you might as well.
So
they'll get eliminated sooner than later.
They might not win a game.
Would you be shocked they beat the Giants this weekend in New Orleans?
No.
No neighbors? But I do agree. They're not making the playoffs, even if they do. All right, good one from Kyle. Hugh, you're up, and you already have eliminated the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They're out?
Yes.
According to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me think. Because I've been thinking about this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I was going to go chalk, but I'm going to leave that one for back in the day.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go to Raiders. Save Las Vegas.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, Las
Vegas. Geno Smith's got like 7 interceptions already.
Yeah, he's kind
of. All right. Good. So Hugh takes out the Raiders. So who have you taken out so far this year? You got the Raiders?
Tennessee Titans, Kansas City Chiefs, Cleveland Browns, and Vegas.
Two AFC West teams.
Yeah. That means you're really high on the Broncos or the Chargers. Someone's got to win.
The Chiefs are going to the playoffs, buddy. I got news for you.
They might.
No.
I doubt it.
Doubt it?
No, I highly doubt it.
You highly doubt that the Chiefs with Mahomes and
they're going to lose to Jacksonville this weekend.
Mm.
That was a bold proclamation.
It's only a 3-point spread.
Man, that was a bold proclamation.
Yeah.
I know.
I will take the Chiefs.
I'm putting
in that
money
game.
On that one too.
I would not bet on the. I mean, this is.
I've been killing myself with the money line though.
You've been.
I need to start
crushing
betting the
yourself.
Point.
Yeah,
I've been.
You'd be living high in the hog, as you would say.
Yeah, if I did the last two with the Buffalo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you didn't. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here as we discuss the A.J. Brown situation. And really, are you tired of it? I mean, I'm at the point where I am tired of A.J. Brown complaining. Is he right? Perhaps. Does he have reason to be frustrated? I'm sure he does. Keep it internal. We don't have to act like we're teenagers every time we have an emotion, A.J. Matt in Germantown is up on WIP. Hey, Matt.
What's up, Dr. Evil Julio? We got Sip 'Em Up Kyle. And we, of course, we got the ever highly humorous Hugh.
That's right,
what's
Matt.
What's up with y'all today?
How you been, buddy? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that honestly, I'm not tired of it because AJ is just the front man. He got that C on his chest that would slightly absolve him from these things. And I'm not gonna say like he gets no talking to, but he gets more stay of reprieve only because he's the captain. He's the mouthpiece for that offense, the passing side of the offense. Saquon already talked about his dissatisfaction for the offense. I don't know what Kevin Vitullo is on, but he needs to switch up whatever he is on. He needs to take some of them psychedelic mushrooms you know about across the way and then mix it with some good broccoli or something. I don't know. But he got to get more Joe Exotic with his offense. Like, seriously, the fact that we barely run bunches, we don't run, like, it's certain concepts that I can run on Madden that's like, I don't even see the Eagles do that. Like, why can't we do that?
He ain't hitting with the Madden,
ridiculous.
Did he?
It's maddening for real. I think that this is Nick Sirianni's guy, so of course he's going to protect him. But I think if it's this, that hard, y'all, honestly, if it's really that hard, they need to go back and just, like I said earlier, a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to say it again, Drew Brees 2.0, they need to go look at how they got that offense in order. If we can't run it from the backfield, then we need to find creative ways of throwing it that simulate running type situations so that way we can create the stress on the defense to open up these passes for these run-on plays. Because if y'all keep telling me we're throwing the ball to A.J. Brown all these times, and we're going back and look, and it's very bland, vanilla, and super, like, basic on the type of routes that everybody in Joe Mama Land know he about to run, I don't expect anybody to get open. I don't care who it is. That don't even make sense. Like, you're asking, like, you're giving unreasonable expectations, and that's, like, not fair. So that's why people aren't mad at it, because we see firsthand these plain, corny routes aren't getting nobody open.
Well, it's not enough. And, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. Not enough. I mean, I put Petullo on dud watch after week two. I think there's a chance we just got a dud, the way we did 2 years ago with Brian Johnson. It happens. Unfortunately, when you keep changing coordinators, once in a while you get a dud. Here's what I can't wrap my mind around.
What's that?
Kevin Petullo has been here the whole time. He was the passing game coordinator. Again, let's just all make sure we're on the same page with this. He wasn't the run game coordinator. He wasn't Jeff Stoutland's job, which is run game and offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
He was the passing game coordinator. Yeah. So all those passes that you watched in the Super Bowl that we all loved, all those passes in the title game that we loved, the person who was in charge of putting them together along with Kellen Moore, but the passing game, that's Kellen Moore. Oh, excuse me, that's Kevin Petullo. That was his job.
Yes.
So how could that guy, now that he's the one that calls the plays into Jalen Hurts' helmet, get this dumb overnight?
Well, hold on. We're ignoring the part that the passing game wasn't good last year.
No, I know, but we had moments where it looks good. The Super Bowl, the title game.
Yeah, and they won the Super Bowl.
But like we're talking
but
about,
we've had moments where it's looked good this year. So could you not just sum up that that's what...
Few
here. Yeah. There's been two quarters where the passing offense looked good.
I think you and I are more on the same page than
right.
you realize.
Well, so what's like the percentage of this season where the passing offense looked good versus the percentage of last season? It could be the same exact rate.
I think that we're putting too much of this on just Petullo. Like, maybe people missed it earlier when we went over the elephants in the room around here and the cryptic tweets and all the stuff we've done today. Elliot, he was on CBS Philadelphia, and he said he does not believe that the tweet from A.J. Brown was directed at either Nick Sirianni or Kevin Petullo.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. That's it.
Did I distract you?
You did. Did we lose our bet?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a show bet on the first pitch of the playoff series between the Guardians and Tigers.
And we lost.
We were going for 98 or more miles an hour. What did he throw?
97.
At? 97.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, we were hitting for a big plus money on that.
I'm about to go ask Fritz for my money.
Yeah, it was his idea. Anyway, as I lost my train of thought. Elliot said he doesn't believe that tweet from AJ was directed at Kevin Petullo or directed at Nick Sirianni. But everyone's mad at Kevin Petullo. Who's left, Hugh, if we're playing a game of musical chairs of who that tweet might have been at? You know. I know.
Quarterback.
The quarterback.
The quarterback.
I think it's interesting because everyone is coming at this question today from a different angle. And we had the Twitter poll question, are you tired of A.J. Brown's complaining? Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. My guess today, based on everyone's response to this discussion, is I think people are either annoyed or proud at A.J. based on who you think he's talking to. If you think he's talking to Petullo, you're like, you know what? Get him. You stink, Petullo. No one's thinking about this. What is he talking to Jalen Hurts? Do you like it then? If he's calling out his quarterback on social media, do you like it then? Is that cool?
You know the answer to that.
Oh, okay. That's not cool.
That's whoever the play caller is in that particular half.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why it makes me recklessly speculate, you know, what's really going on. You know, it's something that hasn't been fixed yet, and it needs to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's why I say, man, there needs to be another coming to Jesus moment. There needs to be a moment where you got to sit down and be like, yo, bro, I thought we were cool. Why aren't we cool? What's going on?
Don't you think they've had that? It's been years of this.
I mean, it feels like it. Kyle said he said, you know, he was sorry. Something to the effect that at the end of the game. You know, I'm recklessly speculating on that.
Well, I don't know if Kyle said that. Well,
for my purposes. Yeah, he said that.
You make me not want to ever say things.
You're not the only
one. Nobody twists things around here like Douglas.
My phone has been blowing up all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, your clip made its rounds on social media.
Is that right? Yeah. Me recklessly speculating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I recklessly speculate.
Well, the way you framed it sounded more like informed speculation to me.
Is that right?
Talking to people.
Yeah, I've talked to some folks and nobody wants to touch this. Well, nobody wants to touch
it. Then it becomes a little bit less reckless when you...
Nah, but you know, they'll be all right. They'll get over. I mean,
I agree. I'm with you.
I mean, it is what it is. Up. I mean, yep. Man, again, ain't nobody say nothing. I'm just, you know, drawing my own conclusions.
So last week we had tinfoil hat Douglas. Today I think we have Detective Hugh. I mean, you've really put on your detective hat. We need to get you like a magnifying glass. You're like our inspector over here out there trying to find the truth.
I'm just trying to see. No, dog, I'm just like, it feels like it's deeper than it is. Mm. And like I said, nobody wants to touch this. Mm. Nobody touching this.
Well, except
so
us,
I'm drawing my own conclusions behind all this. You know,
do we all want to? What's your best guess at what's going on?
Should have swung on him.
Now, that's going to get in trouble.
You got to get it out there. Something.
But who's doing the swinging? The wide receiver?
I would say AJ needs to probably swing on quarterback.
He swings on anyone. He's traded next week. That's the end of that.
Why you playing? That might not be a, not gonna, might not be a, that might not be the move you
nope.
want to make.
Let's go to Joe and King of Prussia. What's up, Joe?
Hey, so this whole thing is, why did we expect Jalen Hurts to all of a sudden become a great thrower of the ball? For all the people that think he's a top five quarterback, you can argue that. He's not an elite thrower of the football. 29th in the league last year in passing. We were 29th out of 31 teams. That's putrid. And this year we're 30th. That's the quarterback. The quarterback doesn't see the field. He never has improved in seeing the field. He doesn't throw the ball down the field. He threw the ball down the middle of the field one time, and Dallas Goedert had nobody within 25 yards because the other team goes, this guy doesn't even look down the middle of the field. It's an issue. A.J. Brown wants production because he wants to get to the Hall of Fame because he's already got his Super Bowl. He's never going to go to the Hall of Fame with Jalen Hurts as his quarterback. Never. It's not going to happen. We watch other teams.
The only reason because Joe, the only reason he's in the Hall of Fame conversation now is because of Jalen. I hear your Jalen hate, but let's just put this in perspective. Jalen, he became the receiver he was when he started playing with Jalen. Is that not true?
Did he say he'll never go to a Super Bowl with
Hall of Fame? When he was with Tennessee.
What was his numbers in Tennessee?
I mean, they were good.
Don't help Kevin. Don't help Joe out. Yeah. Let him do it. What was his numbers in Tennessee, Joe?
Trust me, I don't need
okay,
any
do
help.
It. Okay, well, do it then, Joe. Do it. Don't talk about it, Joe. Be about it. Do it then. What was his numbers in Tennessee?
1,500 yards.
And what was his numbers in Philadelphia? In Philadelphia?
Well, when he first came here, he had a good year. His first year.
First couple of years that was good here, Kevin. Joe, whatever your name is.
His name is Joe.
Let me ask you a question. Since you think that Jalen Hurts is an elite thrower of the football.
Jalen Hurts is an MVP quarterback that has won the Super Bowl. I answered the question. He's a quarterback. He's elite enough to be the MVP of the Super Bowl and win one.
Okay, and he's also elite enough to throw for 1 yard the second half. You didn't answer my question.
Who do you consider an elite quarterback? Tom Brady? Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I'm going to sit here with a straight face, and I'm going to sit here with a crooked face. I'm going to say the same thing I've been saying. This is what I'm going to tell you about Jalen Hurts. He's been to three Super Bowls, right?
Two.
Can I have my story? And he's won one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Helping you out. Three.
No, you ain't helping me out.
One out of two is better than one out of three.
Because Joe's coming in with this agenda about Jalen, and I hear it, and it's cool. But just say that.
But maybe he's right AJ's upset at the quarterback.
No, he. There's no question that he's upset with the quarterback.
Well, it seems like Joe's upset at the quarterback,
but let's not diminish what the quarterback has been able to accomplish, though.
Joe, we appreciate it.
Calm down.
I'm calm. One Joe here that's not calm. I do think he's right in the spirit of he's coming from that AJ's probably upset at the quarterback.
No, he is upset at the quarterback. We don't have to play that game, but we don't have to tear Jalen down to build AJ up.
No, and I don't think it's so. I just want to say this because when I know Elliot posted clips where AJ Brown looks like he might be open, and then some people are like, well, he's only got this much separation between somebody. The window's short. Or it's a small window for him to throw it in. Like, there are quarterbacks in the league that can make that throw.
And do it consistently. Yeah.
Right. Like, it's either the anticipation or he doesn't simply have the arm strength to fit the ball in that window.
But what we have here is a math problem. A.J. Brown wants 80 to 100 yards a game. Can we agree with that? That's probably what would make him satisfied. That's where the top receivers in pro football right now, Puka Nacua, is at 125 per game. So A.J. Brown wants to reside in the area of Puka Nacua, which Jamar Chase did last year. It's impossible. Has anyone thought about this at a more logical, 10,000-foot view? We throw, over the last couple years, for less than 200 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's become the offense. And part of that is Jalen Hurts. Part of it is we like to run the football. Part of it is we are conservative with our play calling. Part of it is we want to win by low-scoring games and defense. Whatever you think the biggest culprit is, you decide.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we play, right? And nothing I'm saying is wrong. there's not enough footballs to go around for A.J. Brown to be satisfied. Like, this problem's not going away. If A.J. wants to dominate and get over 100 yards a game, he's not going to get that on a team with this quarterback, with this philosophy that averages, what is it this season? 100, and let me pull up Jalen's yards per game this season. The Eagles are averaging, that's with the big second half last week, 152.3 yards passing per game. There's not enough passes and catches to go around for AJ to have what he wants here. Does anyone else realize this? It's been going on for a year plus. Devontae's going to get some. Mm-hmm. Goddard's going to get some. So this is going to go one of two ways. AJ Brown's going to have to shut up and deal with it. This is the way we play here. Or they're going to have to move on from him. Like, this isn't going to change.
Yeah, and the quarterback, you're not getting, like, no matter what Joe says about the quarterback, they're not getting rid of the quarterback.
Well, right, and he's not magically going to become Mahomes.
No, he's not. So, he's not going to do that.
Right, so I just, the reason I'm kind of frustrated today with AJ is he not self-aware? This is the quarterback he has. This is now how they play football here. The numbers are not coming on a consistent basis. Sure, he could do it in one game against the Rams. But if AJ thinks like tomorrow he's going to wake up, he's going back to the numbers he had 3 years ago, it's not happening.
No, he needs to adjust. I think that needs to be a conversation. I think that part of the problem is that there is a lot of passive aggressive situations going on. I think that there's a lot that's being said that's really not being understood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uncommunicated expectations. That's the phrase that I've coined. It's uncommunicated expectations.
Is that the real phrase?
Well, I mean,
I'm proud of you for just getting that out without stumbling over it, to be honest with you.
No, because a lot of times, think about that, especially in the dating realm.
Oh boy.
When you're trying to date and people expect it to be one way, but they don't say it. They just expect it to be a certain way.
It took this long for a relationship analysis.
No, I'm just saying that's what it is. Because that's a lot of times when you're trying to date in that space, that's where people get misconstrued. They have expectations of what things should be instead of communicating them. And I think that's the case here.
Yeah.
Uncommunicated expectations.
I just, it just feels like AJ doesn't realize the team they are now, or doesn't want to believe the team they are now. I mean, they don't throw the football that much. They don't throw the football like that. It's just that's not the way they play anymore. So unless that changes, he's not getting those yards. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up? Yo, real quick, this is what I don't understand about sometimes. Like, y'all be having all these experts come on here and give us all these analysis, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you in particular, but then it's like as soon as they hang up, we callers call in and people chirp in and give their 2 cents as if, like when Roger Worsky said, Jason Avant said, like, I do feel like some of that is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like with the A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurst thing, right, like you've been saying all show, it's got to be something more than football, right? And if we can see that from the outside, right, I'm sure the Eagles had a conversation with both of them, and at some point they was like, nah, it's cool, we can work together, yada, 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 because they extended A.J., right, gave him a new deal and all that after the rift, right? And then now – he's still not happy. And I just don't understand, like, the Eagles have been winning this way for 20 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people call in and say, like, people that call in and say Hurst is a top five, we're not saying, like, he's top five, like, based off his arm talent and his strength and this and that. Like, I just look at him as a winner. Like, he's got some great intangibles. He's a winner. He's a leader. And I think A.J. Brown should know that firsthand, but I just don't think that, like, I think that their relationship is way beyond football at this point, because there's no reason that a guy like OG Wade said, a guy that's a captain can come out. They're on the plane ride home, right? They're on the plane ride home, and this guy's tweeting out that. You understand what I'm saying?
Like,
and he can kind of deflect from what his message is and this and that. But we all know what he's doing, right? This is the same guy who said somebody stole his car. And then he wasn't found it by himself without the cops even being involved, right? Like him reading a book on the sideline. I wish that it was like a different quarterback, because I don't think that Jalen Hurst has his supporters, but I also feel like because of like he's real, like he don't say much. He's kind of cliche. He's kind of boring. So people like pound on him. But I would love to know what the narrative would be if Hurts wasn't playing and Tanner McKee was taking the snaps, they'd be telling AJ, yo, man, we 4-0, like, shut up. Get off the quarterback's back. But I feel like the Hurts hate, people are just like, oh, the quarterback sucks. He can't read the field. He can't do this. He can't do that. Like,
yeah, it's time to pile on.
He can do all that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he can do all that. But it's just at this point, I just think their working relationship, I don't know. I'm not in there. But I just know for me, like, my son's 21 years old, right? His godfather and me have been best friends our whole life. Like, it would have to really take something. Because think about it, Hugh. A.J. Brown made Jalen Hurts his kid's godfather.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown got guys he grew up with his whole life.
Day one.
Like, yeah. Damn, how he jump over me to be the godfather, right? And you picking this guy you just met through football, right?
Yeah.
And then now he's not into, that's like, engagement right pictures. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's your schedule conflict. If that's your day one, you schedule that around your day one. And you're like, whatever Jalen Hurts got going on, he would have been at that engagement party. But I just feel like their relationship, I don't know what happened. I wish I did. Like, Elliot, he knows a lot of stuff, but he don't know that, right?
Well, no, so and Derek, none of us, it's out, a fair, you know? None of us
that's
do. Yeah, and Derek, man, it's a great phone. None of us know what happened. All I know is this. If it is beyond football and it's beyond repair,
it has to be,
then
Joe.
They got to get. Then at some point, he's not going to be here. I mean, this just becomes a distraction.
Untenable,
and it's not worth the squeeze. You can't pay a player $33 million. He's being paid $33 million to make two catches on Sunday. It's not. At some point, that money could be reallocated somewhere else if this doesn't work. All right, 215-592-9494 for you people before the end of the show today. And in case you haven't had enough, let's have another good laugh at the Mets. The meltdowns on WFAN were amazing yesterday. We'll let you hear some of that as the Mets, with a $300-plus million payroll, missed the postseason altogether as the baseball playoffs are now underway. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even in just one weekend where all you had to do is take two out of three from the Marlins, or go back to last weekend, all you had to do is take two out of three against the lowly Washington Nationals, and you couldn't even do that. So it's not just, well, it's the pitching, well, it's this, well, it's that. They had these guys stay healthy and all have career years, and they still couldn't beat the Cincinnati Reds out in an expanded playoff. That is as embarrassing as it gets.
Well, speaking of crash outs here, they're handling
like
things really well up in New York as
good
the
time.
Mets playoffs have begun, by the way. 1-0 Tigers over the Guardians in Cleveland this afternoon.
Sounds like that's a beautiful thing.
But no Mets in the playoffs today or tomorrow or the next day, of course, because the Mets, who had the best record in baseball in June, missed the playoffs entirely.
Don't have to worry about that.
Nope. In an expanded playoffs. That was Sal Licata, WFAN. He does their midday show.
Ain't?
Yeah, I like Sal. You know,
he's bald too, right?
Don't you know this? It's an Odyssey mandate.
Yeah,
if you do
like
a midday show,
yeah.
You got to have all
they're
the
both
hair.
Both those guys.
It's across the whole country. You have to.
Yeah, we're bald.
Wow.
Yeah, so
a countrywide
that's,
thing.
Yeah, my hair growing though.
Mm. Are you growing it back in
again?
I think I'm gonna rock the bald spot.
Let's
for
not
a
get
while.
Crazy.
Yeah, a little cul-de-sac.
Yeah, a little cul-de-sac.
Okay,
a little cul-de-sac.
But it wasn't just Sal Licata who's going through his feelings. Here's Evan Roberts, afternoon show host up in New York, big Mets fan. I think he wrote a book about the Mets. He's a big Mets guy. He's like their Jack. I've been writing books about the team. How's he handling the Mets missing the playoffs?
Maybe the most gutless, most spineless, a team that brought us maybe the biggest black mark in the history of the New York Mets. We congratulate the 2025 New York Mets for doing the impossible. All the talent in the world, an owner willing to spend, a team president who's the smartest man in the room. Congratulations on somehow, some way, taking 21 games above 500, taking a garbage bottom of the National League, and somehow finding a way to screw their fans one last time.
So
man,
good.
That was powerful.
It's so good. I heard Seltzer this morning with a stat to show really how the Mets blew this. It wasn't even the Reds getting super hot. The Reds went 25-26 in their last 51 to overtake the Mets.
Yeah, they had maybe like the fourth worst record in baseball since. Yes.
They gave it away.
Got hot at the right time and put them to sleep.
So there have been two teams in Major League Baseball history that have had a $300+ million payroll and missed the postseason. Can you guess those two teams?
The Mets.
The 2025 Mets and the 2023 Mets.
That's Mets baseball.
That's beautiful.
There was a book written about the Mets in the early 90s called "The Worst Team Money Could Buy," and I think they need to.
Is that
make
the book Evan wrote?
No, but I think they should. I think they should remake that one for this year's team. We have one more here, Sal Licata. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how you know you're going through the feelings of a tough time with your team when you say the $300 million shortstop, dump them.
Remember, it's not the 10-year deal that it once was. I think it's 6 years.
I forget.
Is it just under $200 million for Lindor? Because I was thinking about this the last couple weeks. This is bigger than just saying this at 12:30 in the middle of the show, but what I would do. I would trade Francisco Lindor because I think that's going to be a bigger return. I've already told you during the year I would have traded Nimmo, and I still would be up for that. If you could trade Nimmo and Lindor, I would do that, but I don't know if that's going to be possible. If you could get one, rid yourself of one. Now, while saying that, I know Lindor could be a productive player, and I know a lot of Mets fans love him. That's great. That's part of the appeal of trading him is that you could get something back from him, or at least get rid of that contract and then invest that money elsewhere.
All right, so now he's talking about trading Lindor.
Well,
they're crashing off for
isn't
real,
that,
huh?
Isn't that your bit?
Yeah, he did. He's stealing all my bits. He said I stole his bit about declaring the division over. He's stealing mine now, trading with $300 million shortstop. By the way, Sal, I got it right about the division two times, and you got it wrong. So we got to make sure we're keeping count there.
You know, it does help that you have the Phillies.
It hurts him that
he has the Mets.
I have the better team to back. I mean, you're right. If it's a horse race, I got the better horse to back. That's true. That's a good point on that. All right, let's go to Mike in South Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Joe. Hey, how you guys doing?
Mike, how we doing, pal?
I'm all right. I want to make a couple points on AJ, then Nick, if I have time. So my opinion on AJ is pretty basic. I understand where everyone's coming from. I totally understand AJ's frustration. I also don't love, you know, bringing that outside of the house. I want to keep that stuff in the locker room.
In-house, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, too, like, another point with that, like, I feel like AJ, and deservedly so to an extent, you know, has the diva qualities, I guess. I personally have not viewed him as much of a diva as other people have, but, you know, it's not easy to say that now after what he tweeted. However, like, what I will say is, like, it's warranted. What if Devontae was the one tweeting? What if it was Dallas? What if it was Saquon? I feel like we'd be reacting different to that point.
I would, Mike, and I'll tell you why I would react different, because it would be out of character. With AJ, this is his character. Like, it's over and over. And you started saying about some of the other times. I think we're almost getting numb to them. He was upset on the sidelines during the Giants playoff game in 22. He was upset in week 2 against the Vikings in 23. He read a book last year on the sidelines. He put the Instagram up that I get my satisfaction by dominating my matchup after they won the Super Bowl. And now the tweet after week 4. I mean, this is... It's like every 6 weeks with this guy.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I do agree. And I feel like why I am inclined to defend him a little bit is just because how frustrated I've become just with the offense. And what I'm tired of is but they're winning. I get that. And it's definitely important. Wins matter in this league, especially in September. Like, September's a weird month of football. To come out of that 4-0 when you still kind of have the training wheels on, when it's almost like a second preseason, that's incredible. But what I will say is, like, although the offense and defense do complement each other, they're two separate units. And when we're talking about the offense, I don't want to hear, oh, well, they're winning, because if the defense wasn't elite for most of the parts of last year, mm-hmm. they wouldn't be winning.
So, well, of course.
Like, I get it, but it's just there's way too much talent on this offense, and that's where I get frustrated with the coach because, like, look, I don't know if Kevin Petullo is good or bad. I'm not a huge fan of the signing or the promotion, but whatever it is, what it is. But my point is, like, hypothetically, right, let's say Petullo is awful. Well, then why is Nick there? He's an offensive-minded head coach, so, like, why is Petullo getting the blame?
Mike, I've brought this up before. It's almost like it gets lost in the shuffle. Mike, good phone call. Sirianni's expertise is on offense. Petullo's his guy. If the Petullo thing goes bad... We're not allowing Nick to hire head coach, offensive coordinators anymore. Mm. We're done with that.
All depends on how far this team goes. But if
the coordinator's bad, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, let's be real.
I think the coordinator is finding his footing. But I don't know how bad he is, per se.
And I don't know if he's bad yet either. But if he's bad, they won't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know what the unfortunate thing about this, and to the caller that just called, winning is the only thing that matters. I know you're probably tired of hearing it, but that has been the sentiment that has been echoed from everybody that has talked about this conversation.
Wow, 138, a win is a win. Douglas showed up.
No, I mean, but it is, man, because that's the ultimate goal, is to do that. Now, you can complain about the underachieving offense, but to be 4-0 in the first month of the season, think about it like this, and this is how I used to look at it. The first month of the season is when everything can go bad for you. The fact that we saw Tyreek Hill get hurt last night. Mm. Usually most of the injuries, the major injuries you have, they tend to happen earlier in the season. And once you weather that storm, then you have a chance to actually have a shot. Then you start to work on your identity and everything. So with that being said, we've been banged up a little bit, but it has been nothing that has been major. And on top of that, we're complaining about a 4-0 team.
Well, no, he is. That's why I'm annoyed.
No, he's different.
What?
He's different.
He's different.
You've always known this man.
He is different. He is different.
It's not that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
So like, what do? We just shrug and let him scream and yell, or tweet or whatever he does. Read
a book.
You
know, sometimes, man,
squeaky wheel gets the grease, Joe.
You know, sometimes
they try to give him the ball on Sunday.
But they can do better than that.
Yeah, they can do.
We're acting like that we saw in that second half is what would happen every time you try to give AJ Brown the ball. Like, we have so much more evidence, of course.
But in the last three games, his targets are 10, 9, and 8. One of the games, it worked, right? The Rams game.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do much in the Chiefs. I mean, if they give him on average 8 targets a game the rest of the season, and him and Jalen can't connect, who's he mad at?
What are we about to say?
Well, we know who he's mad at.
Right? Yeah, we know who he's mad at.
We're past that point.
We think we know who he's mad at. Well, most callers are like, "Yeah, go get him, Petullo sucks."
If we're to decipher everybody's cryptic tweets and Hughes. Informed reckless. / reckless speculation.
Yeah. Reckless speculation. I got some phone
Can I have a well, you should. Can I have a request?
It was reckless. Reckless speculation.
Hughes, what we thought was going to happen yesterday to Hugh about maybe putting his foot into it and people saying, like, what are you doing,
Hugh? What the hell are you doing?
They asked that jacket back? That Hall of Fame jacket?
Listen, man. Hey.
That's tough, Hugh.
You know, listen, I'm going to just say this and I'm going to keep it like that. It don't begin with me. Hell, I'm not the one out there tweeting recklessly. I haven't been on Instagram or Twitter, like, inciting any kind of nothing in weeks. I've been good. I've been chilling.
Jaden Daniels' mom get back to you or not yet?
Nah, not at all. She ain't hit me up. She making chunky commercials and everything. She ain't thinking about me. That's all right.
Okay.
I see when she comes to town.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Mario, Northeast Philly.
Slow down.
What's up, Mario?
Slow down, old man.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up,
Mario? What's up, pal?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, I'm just calling about the AJ thing, man. It's weird to hear how they were such good friends and just fell off.
It was all good just a week ago.
It was all good just a week ago. I'm thinking, yo, Hurts might have got bougie once he got that money.
I don't know, man. It do feel like he got brand new when he got that bread, though.
Yo, he might got some Russell in him. Can't talk to him. Got to go through his agent. We going to hear about it when A.J. Brown leaves. He probably setting up a book deal.
Can't get, what happened you know, in the locker room? You know you can't get everybody money, Mario. Some people definitely
get Brandon. Especially Hugh, yeah. Especially Hugh.
You know, they get brand. You know, some folks get brand new when they get some money.
On a parlay with it.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I put $4 on that parlay out of here. I missed today. I'm a little salty behind
it. It's crazy. Hey, Hugh, I got some of that bacon, too. That thing smacked.
Man, which one did you get? Did you get the pepper crack?
You gave him the
pumpkin spice
website, right, for Happy. Yeah.
Hey, yo, one more thing. Yo, Cobb, man. Your pop, man, yo, he's brutal, yo. And if you need a place to stay, I got a shed, yo.
You got a shed?
I got Ninja Turtle blankets, though, you know what
Ninja
I mean?
Ninja Turtle blankets, he going old school.
That's pretty enticing. That's a downgrade from my speed racer bed, but.
I thought you slept in the calamari, like your pop said.
You guys got a shed for you. What wonderful callers we have offering up a shed for you, Kyle.
You can put that shed, put some work in that shed, though. You can put some work in that shed, though.
Mario, good stuff, man. We appreciate you. But that, see, you're not going to be on the street for too long.
No, you'll be.
I got a great community of listeners.
You do, yeah.
And friends.
Imagine that. That would be a great bit. Every night until you get back on your feet, you stay with a different.
Well, yeah.
Y'all
you guys both turn me down like immediately.
Well, I mean,
I got a house full.
Yeah.
Already got a roommate.
I think it's worse from Hugh's perspective. Like, I would probably have to have a conversation with
my wife. I got a house full.
Yeah, you have no one to answer to, and you said no.
Well, is that a tougher conversation?
I got my daughter with me.
Is that a tougher conversation than you bringing up the fact that you might have to change your name to Juan Julio?
No, I think it's tougher that I'm inviting you to live with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, if it was for a couple days, I'm sure no big deal. But, like, for a while, that's tougher than me.
Do you think your neighbor there, Skip Hugh, has any room?
I don't know. Do you really want to stay with Skip? I could ask him.
He seems to be more interested in you than me.
Yeah, he wouldn't have anything to
I could
about.
Ask him if you want to stay.
This might be a way for him to get closer to you.
No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
We can broker that.
Yeah.
I'm not that friendly. I'm not that friendly.
Except with all your sources that you're out there outsourcing information.
I'm just recklessly speculating.
Yep.
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
Because
everybody I told you is like, nah, dog, we good.
Yeah, I'm noticing the internet is recklessly speculating about your reckless speculation.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what happens when people get involved.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It becomes a whole mess. All right, let's check in with you people on a Tuesday.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Hey, Dynamite. First 30 seconds of the show with Hugh saying within the same 30 seconds, I remember the Kendrick Lamar halftime show, and then about 20 seconds later going, who was last year's halftime show?
And you know what? That was pointed out to me, and I was like, yeah, that was a pop-pop moment. I can't deny that. That was a straight-up
So you remembered
moment.
It, but you didn't remember it was last year.
I didn't remember it was last year.
It's just those two sentences back-to-back.
I just remember it triggered everybody. Everybody was triggered.
Yep.
It was a triggering. Halftime.
Yeah, this show had a combined age of close to 90 today, and it showed. Mm-hmm. You know Bad Bunny is.
This Bad Bunny going to be triggering, too. See that one? Back-to-back triggered.
Yep. I love these two comments back-to-back. Joe is spot on. Mm-hmm. Hugh and Kyle are on point.
There we go. That's
that's how it usually goes. Eh?
Yep, that's it.
That's how you know. That's how you know we had a good show today. Appreciate all the offers, everybody in the You People chat.
Well, they're taking you in?
Yeah, to sleep for the time being. Don't think I'll be taking any of you up on it.
It's nice that you have a fallback. Yeah, and a great community here. It is really nice. Yeah.
Speed Racer Bed, magazines, and the cop stash. Kyle really is stuck in the 1980s.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good one.
Your dad really, it was a lot to that.
He put everything out there.
Yeah, he set
you back today.
Yeah.
Well, he feels like Kyle set back the family. I do feel bad. I mean, your uncle was over. They were sitting around like a fireside chat, listening to the show on Friday, and you were nowhere to be found.
I feel most bad for my mother.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. Can't go to church anymore after what happened.
If you guys stop talking about this, it will go away.
That's how this works.
That's how it
It's not
works.
The person who makes the scene. It's those who react to the scene that we're the problem.
Nothing to see here.
Yep. Okay.
You guys are going to run AJ out of town like you do every great athlete in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm the one that's you know, subliminally making him tweet. I can't even say that subliminally.
No.
Oh, you buddy.
Well, anyway, I'm the one that's making him tweet out the craziness he tweeting out and then responding to it subliminally.
Yeah.
Subliminally.
What athletes have we actually run out of town? Has anyone come up with a concise list of this?
We'll do good athletes, right? Like, if people want to say we ran Carson out of town, you're welcome.
You're trying to run Joel
even though
out of
we
town.
Didn't.
If I did run him out of town, I want to thank you, Carson. You all owe me an apology for
like
that.
Like I said it like two times.
Yep. Joel?
Yeah, you're trying to run Joel out of town.
How's this
is Joel a great athlete anymore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see how much weight he's lost? He looks great.
You getting suckered into this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Wow. All right. How's this one? It's the quarterback. You guys at WIP refuse to point that out until you're forced to.
He's talking to you.
No, I point it out. It's one of those things where you try to diminish what he's already accomplished. That to me rubs me the wrong way because he has accomplished it. Whether or not you think he's one of the elite quarterbacks in NFL, he's accomplished a lot for his little noodle arm.
Yeah, I don't think it's a noodle arm.
No, I don't either, but I'm just, you know, I was being hyperbolic.
I mean, that was the harshest thing anyone said about the guy today.
Hyperbolic.
Put that clip out on social media. Hugh Douglas.
Typical WIP won't blame the quarterback. I mean,
we usually blame the quarterback.
I don't know what this guy's listening to.
No, I don't.
Yeah, we kind of recklessly been speculating about a whole lot today, and you missed that.
Joe Giglio, big fan, loved you as the Tibetan monk in The Hangover.
Is that because of my sweatshirt today? I guess.
The bald head, yeah.
Yeah. I believe I'm less shiny. Max has been working on
the lights.
Yeah. I feel less shiny. Does it affect it?
You feel less shiny?
Yeah.
Are you getting sunburn on your head from the light?
Well, for a while in here, it was so bright, it almost was like hard. I needed sunglasses to see. Do you feel the difference in here? It feels less bright.
I'm dark. So it just is like, it don't.
You need the light.
I know. That's the contrast. I think that's the give and take behind the scenes.
Yeah, like,
How much do we light up Hugh? But boy, Giglio is shining.
That's the problem. Like, if you want to keep it a beam, that's the problem. Because Ike usually sits in that chair.
Right.
And Spike sits here. So the lights are a little bit heavier on that side.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if we keep it to the beam.
So the real issue, okay. I think we've
you know what I mean? That's
why.
It's like, Ike's been here longer, so they put the lighter lights for the darker person.
Right.
They're illuminating Ike, and I become really illuminated.
Yeah, yep.
You're making a sacrifice for the
team. Okay, I'm taking one for the team.
Team
and I'm not going to tweet about this after the show. Subliminally.
We'll see.
Subliminally.
Somebody has to dig up your burner. speaking of problems, it's official. Hugh Douglas is a problem.
And that comment straight from the NovaCare complex.
Yeah, that probably did.
anything for Hugh to avoid having to talk about his Jets last night, I guess. Eye roll emoji.
Aaron Glenn's going through.
No, let me tell you. I one of my old teammates called in the break.
Yep.
And it was bad.
Did you see the quote from Breece Hall after the game?
What did he say? We stuck.
No, this is an all-timer. All right, he was it him that fumbled? Was it either him or Braylon Allen
on the one?
Braylon. Well, he.
I think it was Braylon Allen.
Braylon Allen fumbled.
But Breece,
on the one, right?
Yeah,
it was on the one. They were going in for the score to go ahead.
They had a few miscues.
All right, so here's this is an actual quote from Breece Hall after the game last night. quote, teams shoot themselves in the foot, and then we come back and shoot ourselves in the head.
Mm. Oh, that's terrible.
But is it at not sum up the Jets?
Yeah, because they had some opportunities to win that game last night.
I mean, that game had it all. Tua doing the first down signal while Tyreek's leg is dangling.
All over the place.
We watched some bad football teams last night. Yep. My goodness.
Right. Mm-hmm. The more I listen to Hugh, the more I understand T.O.
That's a good one.
I like that.
It's not cool.
Yep. That's a good one.
Is that Hugh? Yikes. Been a while, I guess.
I love when the new people come in.
I would love to see what they look like, though, because I guarantee you the person that said that probably got a couple teeth missing and ain't been to the dentist in a long time.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. Like some people got a lot of nerve and don't even know what good hygiene is, but they want to talk about somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I guarantee you, whoever said that got some teeth missed.
I think they're just used to prime Hugh Douglas. Yeah.
They either got teeth missing or they got coffee stained teeth. One of the two.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It took a while.
Yeah. That was a few punches you withheld.
Yeah, I did. But I'm just saying, it's just amazing. That's what it looks like.
It's been building up.
Yep, it has. last thing, we didn't get to it right away, but the people were wondering, like we were, if our caller Noah farted when we picked up the phone today.
He farted.
Wayne Quakertown up on WIP. Noah!
He farted. Yeah, he farted. Yeah. He definitely farted.
There's no Wayne Quakertown up on WIP. Noah!
It sounded like he was holding that thing for a while, too.
And I caught him at the exact wrong time. Five extra seconds, it would have been gone. You know what that one was?
What's that? That was a leg lifter. Like, you lift.
Yeah.
You think Noah was at home?
Or is Noah in his office at work? Let's hear it one more time. Noah. Wayne Quakertown up on WIP. Noah.
He farted.
You know whose fault this is?
Who?
Yours.
Why is it my fault?
Because this is like the let people live their truth. People think it's okay to come on the show and fart because of some people.
No, it looked like it sounds like he held that one for a while and he probably felt so much better after he let that one go. Yeah. It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel is going to stay there. Did not fart.
you have made it so our audience thinks, they don't mind. I'll just go on the air.
No, I just don't fart. Yeah. I didn't fart. That wasn't me. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
And that was after Noah did not pick up the first time we went to him. So who knows what was going on that first time. Yep.
Now, was that worse than just loudly snoring?
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
The hell?
At least, you know, I guess it's good that our callers feel comfortable with us. We're like
they are. They are. Right. That we are an all-inclusive show.
Hang out in our living room. Yes. Sleep, fart. Whatever you got to do.
Listen to family problems on the air, like with Kyle's family.
Go listen to some Bad Bunny after this, so I can figure out
who he is.
Well, figure that out and listen to the music. See what we're gonna be listening to.
Okay, that's more than enough for us today. Baseball playoffs are on. Phil's play on Saturday. It's gonna be a great week. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.